You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. I'm Adam P. Nave, co-writer of The Once and Future Queen.
He's a little worrywart.
Mm-hmm. Scary cat, pussy ass.
That's a way to start the podcast right there.
Pussy ass.
Episode 8.
Chapter 8.
It's episode 8 too, bitch.
Man, you have no sense of the theatrical. We're on Chapter 8, The Upside Down.
Is this the last episode?
It is. Now we got our secret government base.
Government. This is when he makes the deal with the devil.
What? That didn't happen.
He does. The cop makes a deal with him. He turns him in. Oh, no, that was before this, wasn't it? Because he didn't he rat on them, and that's why they showed up there to begin with?
Finally.
Hmm?
I don't recall. Because we haven't been paying attention. Even though this is, like, the third time we've watched it.
It's about, like, most of the movie, like, commentaries I like, they barely even talk about it. Like, I love, like, the Shaun of the Dead ones and stuff like that. Or the, like, the Kevin Smith movie ones.
I love Shaun of the Dead.
Who are the others? That always annoyed me.
Nondescript people.
And it also bothered me that the townspeople didn't react. Like, 6 people went missing. You don't hear from their families. Mm-hmm. You barely hear from Barb's family. Barely. Like, I don't know. It bothered me.
I don't know if I talked about this already, but I read a book last year that was called The Rest of Us Just Live Here by Patrick Ness. And it was basically, like, about all those other people in the scenarios. Like, they, like, the book follows these kids that go to a high school that has the chosen ones in it. And so, like, their high school routinely gets blown up, or there's a zombie apocalypse or alien invasions. And they're just the other kids in the high school.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was really good.
I like his Doctor Who story he wrote for the anniversary short story.
I like Patrick Ness. He wrote A Monster Calls, and that movie's coming out very soon. And it has Felicity Jones in it. You got a grieving mama on your back, and she's gonna fuck you up. Secret energy, dude.
I can't, like, get past that 6 people are missing, and you just now just hear about it in the last episode. I don't know. Like,
don't they talk about it on the news earlier or something like that?
I don't remember. Do they mean the scientist guy that got sucked into the sensory deprivation, remember?
Nah.
What do you mean, not? What if it was?
I think they were talking about young people, wasn't it?
I thought they were talking about townspeople.
Yeah, why do they have to be young?
What do you know?
It's more dramatic if the young die. Nobody cares about the old die.
Sadly.
I
know you went a little too far this time, and you messed up.
He knows everything. He's going all fucking Mulder on them, like giving them the entire hand and stuff. You sly dog. You got me monologuing.
So yeah, I think he makes a deal with them. That's why at the end of it, the sheriff is, like, with them, ain't he?
Bruh.
What?
I don't know.
I want a taser.
Me too. I've been looking for one.
I've been thinking about the
go
flea market.
Go to the flea market.
I saw him at the place where my dad gets his uniforms for work, because they have, like, that cop store in Orlando.
Yeah.
They have one. But all I left with was this little keychain, which is badass, and it's a grenade and a lighter, and it says fire. I love it.
Until you go through TSA.
Well, it sits on my desk. I don't wear it on me.
Good. That's another thing about that shooting in Fort Lauderdale. They said the person got it out of his bags after they went through.
You can check a gun. Yeah. Like, in checked luggage.
And also, and guess what? Yeah. I think he was an army guy who was hearing voices and said that he thought ISIS was talking to him. And what do people do? Nothing. Because that's what they do. Nothing. Oh, that's no big deal. Just go about your life. I just don't know.
Can I say something? I didn't know Fort Lauderdale had an airport.
Really? Yeah. That's where a lot of the international flights fly out of.
I thought everybody flies out of Miami or Orlando.
It's cheaper than flying out of those. Jake's parents, when they go to England, they always leave out of Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh, I like that.
But I'm like, it's like a 2-hour drive. Like, where did they go? Demogorgon.
I just love how she only gives, like, one-word answers. Where did they go?
Why 11's 11? Or is there 10 more, like the Eves and X-Files?
That's what I said.
That's what we were talking about. They should have a separate show of that.
No, because that reminds me of I Am Number 4, one of those.
Those books.
I know.
Yeah, but the Eves are pretty cool because, like, they have that one time where they meet a bunch of them, remember? And they're older.
The Eves were awesome. That's what I'm saying. Maybe
they're, like, all home aloneing the house right now. Fucking bear traps and shit.
I used to lay traps for my brother. Like, literally, I would put
this
cubes.
This is how Lucille is born. He's got a bat with nails in it.
I used to leave, like, stuff for my brothers to trip over. I made trip wires for him and shit.
You're disturbing. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I'm shocked you never really got in trouble, because I would love to do that.
What? Why didn't I get in trouble?
Set traps.
Well, my brothers would fuck with me, and then I'd do shit like that, and my dad would tell him all the time, and, like, he was like, don't fuck with him, he'll go too far with y'all. That's why I didn't get in trouble when I stabbed one of them in the leg. My dad was like, well, you shouldn't have fucked with him.
Ryan is a psychopath.
I just want to see Jonathan take his bat with nails and, like, hit the monster with the Demogorgon, and just be like, oh, he took it like a champ!
You know, like Robert Kirkman, because Robert Kirkman, by the way, douchebag. He stole that from fucking WWE, because that's what Mick Foley called his bat, Lucille, his barbed wire bat.
What a shame that he just steals shit.
Can we just acknowledge that the greatest moment in WWE history is the fact that Stone Cold Steve Austin gave President-elect Donald Trump the stunner?
I thought you meant the fact that Triple H fucked and married the boss's daughter.
Smartest man alive. He's, like, basically, like, fucking running the WWE now. No, like, you know, the next 4 years, I'm gonna go back to that clip a lot. It's gonna give me great joy. The only thing that would have been better is if he had his head stuck up Rikishi's ass.
Tina doesn't know wrestling.
That'd be gold. Rikishi is this, like, where is he from?
He's another one of the Rock's relatives.
He's a Samoan wrestler, and he's very large. And there was a period where, like, everybody was getting their head shoved up his ass in the ring. Only Trump were there. Only.
See? He sold them out. Now, I think he did it to help them and shit like
yeah.
that. But, like, I think he did sell them out. Though.
Yeah, I think he kind of made, like, a little deal.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter, because...
they all get killed.
Yep. Protection. Yeah, he's going in to, like, see if he can, like, find Will. This looks like the haunted houses we used to go to at the base clinic when we lived up north. Like, they would do up the clinic, like, and it always looked creepy as fuck. Because they,
dude, they had some of the best haunted houses on base.
God, they really did. That shit was gold.
Like, they wouldn't even let pregnant women in or anything because it's too scary. They'd probably pee their pants.
They use the, like, fucking rundown houses in South Houses and
uh-huh.
shit.
Yep.
You ever been to one of those religious haunted houses where they have the abortion rooms and shit like that? Ugh,
fuck them.
My haunted house version of a nightmare would be a fucking religious house, yes.
We went in, we used to go in, those things would troll them, and then they would stop it in the middle of it and tell us we had to leave. Because we'd go in and they'd be like, abortions! Ah! And we'd be like, where can we sign up? We want one. Me and my friend used to do it, and she'd be like, when can I get one? And they'd be like, you have to leave. And we'd be like, what? Or they'd be like, Jesus is suffering for your sins on the cross. And we'd be like, get your ass down, man.
He's not suffering. It already happened, all right? Like,
and also,
quit writing that. God.
Just to tell you, fuck you. You can't tell us what to do with our bodies. Thank you. And also, they don't give a shit. They don't want you to have an abortion, but they don't want you to have welfare or healthcare.
They're
pro-birth.
That's all they are. They're not pro-life. They're not pro-child. They're not
pro-woman.
My mom,
of course, was watching Bill O'Reilly, and he's, like, interrupting some lady, because God forbid a woman talk. And he's like, oh, for every 20 abortions, there's one adoption. I'm like, okay, where are the other 19 children, then, that would just be left behind? And then...
that still doesn't mean,
people,
like, yeah, like, any
nobody
children
adopts,
get fucking adopted.
By the way,
like,
nobody adopts
off.
Kids fucking, like,
nope.
matter. The
hey, that
be, kids
the adoption process is not as easy as people think.
No.
And see, if
it's
I'm
like
carrying my
citizen.
Child, I'm not going to put it up for adoption. I'm sorry. I carried it for 9 months. Bye. So, fuck you. Thank you.
Just fucking shut the fuck up and keep it between a person and their doctor.
I just cannot imagine. Like,
hate everyone.
And then they're like, if a woman dies in labor, I don't care. If they die during an abortion, I don't care. I'm like, but I thought you were pro-life.
Only before they're born.
They're only, like,
people
pro.
Told me I was disrespectful because, well, I am. I don't mean to be, but when I have questions and I ask them, people think I'm being disrespectful.
If every bit of sperm and everything is alive, I've committed
murder.
Genocide that Hitler wouldn't even think about doing.
Technically, when you masturbate, you're murdering.
Ever
people
saw
who get in vitro fertilization,
ew.
Murder.
Ew. Is that like a real thing that guys jerk off into socks?
Oh, I'm
curious.
Yeah, some guys do.
Yeah, I've like heard of it, but like I don't know. Is it
it's less messy, like if guys did it.
Ugh, that's nasty. Now we're getting the flashback.
If you're smart, most guys would do it in the shower though, because it's like clean up.
Ew.
Easy. Not in our shower though, because our shower fucking doesn't drain. That would be really bad.
Now they're finding out their poor little girl's sick.
She looks like she's just having an asthma attack. Okay, looks like a little twitchy little squirrel.
He's like on a mission to find her kid because, you know, he lost his, so. He's got to redeem himself. Because it feels like it's his fault.
I can't wait for the Harry Potter celebration, guys. I need to work on my Luna costume. I'm going to. I wish I could find the fabric for her skirt.
You need to get you some Luna glasses.
I know. I need a Quibbler. Mar gave me Quibblers. I have one.
I thought you gave us our Quibbler.
Guys, this is crazy. No, my mom bought that.
I got her Deluminator. I think.
Yeah, we don't even know where your sister is. The bad men are still looking for her. I still think we should stick to poor 11, she's so traumatized. We stay here, keep Elle
out of sight, and keep her safe. So obviously the other 10 are dead, probably.
Sorry,
yep.
She's okay. She's
Jonathan. Yeah,
she's kind of badass.
She's kind of badass now. She's kind of badass. Nancy is kind of a badass now.
I am. I'm just going to go get some chocolate
pudding. Chocolate pudding.
I love this.
Are you serious? Elle needs to be recharged.
He's so cute.
Hey, he's not wrong.
No. That'd be me. I'd be the one thinking about the food.
You gotta. It's a survival situation. What the fuck is on their floor? Like, nasty spots on their floor.
Why do you judge?
Yeah, our last apartment had so many spots on it.
It had a tight milkshake spot.
That was an accident, you guys. Why are you trying to make me feel bad? Like, shame. That bottom popped right up from the bottom of that
Sonic
really
cup. It really did. Faulty Sonic cup.
For real. Fuck you, Sonic.
Fuck you, Sonic.
Yeah, you change your fucking corn dogs when you have corn dog days, but you got fucking microwave corn dogs now. You used to have good big size, big fucking porn dick size corn dogs. But
alright, shut the fuck up.
I knew I was going to talk about this.
When I heard the dick, I was like, oh, here we go. This
so phallic centric, Brian.
This drunk ass rambling right here.
He's not drunk.
I'm not drunk yet.
I wish you would be drunk. Can you please? One day.
For our amusement.
Yeah.
Our amusement, Brian. Ah, here comes fucking Steve. Like, I gotta talk to you, Nancy.
Oh my man, let me in.
I love that she pulls the gun on him. She's like, get the fuck out of here. No, I'm not trying to start anything.
Okay. You need to listen. I wish you just
shot him. Ooh, I have a fun... Well, okay, I can't... It's not fun at all. I regret it. I have a story to tell you, but I can't tell you right now because it's off topic.
It can
not
be on. Go ahead.
But it's a long story.
You can tell it. Go ahead.
Okay.
No. Trying to make, like, let me, you know, oh, did he hit you or something? Did he do something? Like, oh, okay, because you and your friends
were
calling her
right?
a whore.
Because you're not a dick.
Tina had a story to tell.
No,
he doesn't
want to
tell it on the podcast.
It's sad.
Aww.
Okay, it's not that, okay, maybe it is sad, but I sound like an asshole, so I'm not.
Oh, the lights are coming on.
What's this say?
Their electrical bill must be.
Where is it?
Where is what? Whoa!
Okay.
Where is it?
I don't know. I don't see it.
Where is what? Hello?
You can tell it.
He just wants those entertainment clips.
Clickbait.
Well, Mark can't be interrupted.
Okay. Well, so I'll wait a second.
But now, like, stuff's happening.
Yeah, it's too exciting.
The Demogorgon's attacking after Steve rolled up.
In other news, Nashville's coming to Hulu, and I'm excited.
Wait, I thought that show ended.
It did, but Hulu picked it up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because I liked Nashville, okay?
There's something about her plane crashed in that, right?
What?
Like, the cheerleader.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. Exactly. I don't know. Wasn't it in the new season?
There was something like she's learning how to walk again or something.
Dude, I don't... She went to rehab for postpartum depression is all I remember.
I thought that was in real life.
Last man standing.
I swear. No, she had... I don't remember. I feel like she... Why? Something happened to her in the finale, but I forget.
I said last man standing.
What?
I don't get it. Help.
Drake.
Ah!
Oh.
Terrible.
Last name Walken, first name Never.
Yeah.
Degrassi. The OG shit. Ugh, there's like creepy egg sack looking things. So maybe there's more than one Demogorgon.
It reminds me, the new Aliens movie's coming out next year.
First of all.
And it's got the girl from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Well, the thing is, I feel like I should have, like, I don't know, I feel like I always want to explain it and it makes more sense when you explain it at the time it's happening, but obviously it's feeding off of Will or using him to, like, incubate the eggs, and he's bringing the eggs back to Earth,
he's coughing them up and shit,
and they're gonna become monsters, and he brought them out of the upside down to this world.
That's why, if I was writing it in the second season...
If you were writing it, no one would know what the fuck's going on.
Which is perfect. But the
no,
second
No, your season, middle grade series is good.
Yes, it is. It's gold.
It is good.
Not that Mar reads anything I write.
I actually do really enjoy it, and it is cohesive.
Wait until the next one. Like, it really kicks into gear. There's
this
some messed
poor little
up moments.
Girl is all sick in the hospital.
Oh, this is his daughter.
Yep.
Oh, she has the cancer.
I think the next season, like, if I was writing it, I would have Nancy, not Nancy, but Barb come back, and she would be the one going after him to kill him because she thinks he's, like, got the things inside
she's
him.
She's dead.
That don't mean she can't fucking come
she
back.
She doesn't need to go
hey,
after
Mar,
Will.
Hey, Mar, this is not real, okay?
She should go after Nancy for being a shit friend.
But she was already, like, decomposing, like,
so?
Yeah.
Is she
a zombie?
This is another reality. You can't stretch to the fact that she can come back to life.
Is she a zombie? Like,
she doesn't have to be a zombie.
Maybe Eleven can open a tear, like in Bioshock, and it leads to another, like, little dimension.
All right. See, I need an explanation.
Okay,
for
Eleven farts, and all of a sudden, Nancy comes back to life
that,
somewhere.
Nancy's alive. You
That's an explanation.
And you don't know that she's dead anyways.
No,
Eleven
she
could just been
pretty,
seeing
she
her.
Pretty fucking dead, dude.
Unless it was a fake Nancy, like the
fake Barb.
Why do I keep saying Nancy? Because he said Nancy. Fuck you.
This is crazy. Shut the fuck up, Steve.
Steve has
their
issues.
Phone don't work because the Demogorgon fried it.
Seeing his hair reminds me of something. If you want to watch the funniest thing in the world, watch O-Porn. The hair and stuff would just, like, make you laugh.
Brian's mentioned porn, like, 3 times.
It's a hobby of his.
As well, everyone has their hobbies, man. Everyone's
you're a porn coinosaur, Brian.
Coinosaur.
Oh, my God.
Let me get some champagne. Ugh, Steve. Fuck off, Steve.
The thing is, I find most porn just funny.
It's not serious.
It is.
It's
most of it's
just
hilarious.
You gotta keep it sexy. It's all about the nips and hips. Rickety cricket.
It looks like something. Looks like Pan's Labyrinth. I love Pan's Labyrinth.
Me too.
The guy with the hand.
Oh, shit! Out of ammo. I wish I would have taken Steve.
Trying to make Steve heroic and shit.
I know. Trying to redeem him.
You can't make anybody heroic with that helmet hair.
What happened to your house? We had to kill it with fire.
Insurance is not going to be happy.
Do they even have insurance? They are a poor.
True. They're going to have to rely on GoFundMe's.
Don't you have to have insurance on houses like
cars? This is from the 80s, though.
It wasn't that fucking long ago. Yeah, didn't even have insurance on cars when I was
little. In the 70s, you could legally drive drunk. That's not that long ago.
You can still drive boats drunk. There's no law drinking and driving for boats.
However, the likelihood of getting into something is lesser on a boat, not that I condone it.
I feel like that sounds like a blue thing, because you can actually get a ticket for a DWI on a boat. You can.
You can get tickets on boats.
Yeah.
No, you can get a ticket for... I think the law is very... It's like... specific. I think you have to be drinking on the boat, but you can't get ticketed for being drunk on the boat.
What? Anybody can drink on a boat. People always drink on boats.
No, you can't drink and drive a boat at the same time, okay. But you can be drunk on a boat.
So did you know if you Google, can you get a DUI on A, the fill in the blank is on a bike in Florida, and then...
You can, right?
I think so. And on a horse.
Oh. But a John Deere lawnmower?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
George Jones, Randy Travis. Of course, Randy Travis was drunk and naked on a lawnmower.
Okay, so here's
Rick
the
Flair
thing.
Ric Flair was on a lawnmower, too, at one time in his robe, wasn't he?
I don't know. You don't get a DUI, you get a BUI, boating under the influence. And it's a misdemeanor, not a gross misdemeanor like a DUI. So you don't get, like, as big of a punishment.
You probably get fined.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to masturbate while driving?
Probably.
Look that up.
It's distracted driving.
Yeah.
That's the thing with all these, like, cell phone laws and stuff. Like, the cops could actually just get you anyway for distracted driving.
No, people are annoying because someone is trying to sue Apple because they got in an accident while FaceTiming or something, or their kid or someone they knew. And I'm like, they're like, these apps should not operate if you're going at a speed. But I'm like, you shouldn't have your phone out if you're driving. So.
Well, most people don't get... Like, when they see people filming videos while driving, it's like, they put them up on the little fucking stand things. They're not holding it. And then you got idiots that try to hold it. Yeah, but a radio's fucking distracting in the car, too. A lot of people wreck.
Like, you could get in trouble if it appears like you're not paying attention while you're driving.
I just love the people that get busted for watching porn in their cars.
I'm going to count how many times Brian mentions porn in the next podcast.
They found the chocolate pudding.
Drink every time Brian says porn.
Bye!
You know what I want? Carl's chocolate pudding. You know how they have that big tub?
Yeah. It's like a 5-gallon drum.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm dusted. My! I've got the pudding!
Do you know she drank a whole thing of ice cream last night? I mean, ate
It was like a pint of ice cream.
What was it?
It was like...
You drank it?
I ate it.
Whatever.
It was a pint of ice cream.
What's wrong with that? Dude, I got the best one. It was called Praline and Cream or something.
Ooh.
And it was Haagen-Dazs.
Sounds very snotty.
I want more. Well, I was tired of the huge.
The huge.
Now my throat hurts. And I'm out of my drink.
Water?
I'm not getting up. I'm over it.
No, they're having like a heart.
She looks like, she has one of those faces that looks a lot older than what she is.
She really does.
Yeah, she's an old soul.
Oh,
there's this little baby at work.
To the dance.
There's this toddler at work, and I swear the little girl has one of those faces that looks like she's a lot older.
I love those babies. I love babies who have those old soul eyes. Oh, they're so cute.
I like little kids that have to wear glasses. I don't.
Speaking
like,
of,
I have a little
them,
cousin that she had baby glasses, and like
they're the cutest ever.
No, the best picture of Tina when she was little was the one when she was in
my
like,
Mexican getup, my mariachi outfit.
I about died laughing. And
my
then
dad,
I posted a comment on the Facebook picture of that. I was like, oh, I just picture Tina riding around the neighborhood fighting crime. And your mom was like, yeah, that's what happened.
I mean, let me clarify. Like, it's sad that the kids have glasses. Like, obviously, like.
But they're
sad,
adorable.
But they look cute.
I love them. Because they're, like big glasses on a little baby head.
I get to the point where I can't hardly see without mine.
I look cute with my glasses on. So.
They
make me look smarter.
Everyone,
Mike went for it. He kissed 11.
He went for the kill, yep. Oh, my heart.
If you'd never been kissed or had no idea what kissing was, would it even mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because yes, it's the first one.
It's special.
No, but she wouldn't have no concept of it. She's not watched TV in there. She never watched fucking John Hughes movies or anything.
She has watched TV.
No, she hasn't.
Well, but she says, you know, like, he's close to her and stuff, and, like...
Maybe she has no idea what the fuck's going on, but we do.
She might not know, like, the details of sex, yeah, but...
Yeah. She doesn't need to be having sex.
Pudding.
Till season 4.
Gosh, gosh. What is it?
They found us.
Yeah, because snitch you.
Can we do the conspiracy theory podcast next time?
No, I got you. See that
snitches
big,
get
see that big
stitches.
Black book under there? The one on the very bottom? It's nothing but conspiracy theories.
It's a little intense.
I bet the cop figured the kids would, like, figure it out and get out of there fast enough.
There's this podcast.
They're smart.
I listened to this one podcast called, it's like a real life science fiction or something like that, and they go over conspiracy theories. It has one guy that believes in everything and another that doesn't believe in anything. So it's like arguments through the whole thing. But it's pretty good.
I have to tell you guys the one conspiracy theory I believe in.
Which one?
The Men in Black. You can't convince me they're not real.
Yeah, but the Men in Black's actually a really simple one to believe in because it's basically saying government agents.
The G-Men.
Yeah, but I believe it.
You know Men in Black was actually an adult independent comic before it became a movie?
Fuck, she's like scrambling their damn brains.
Ooh, shit, yucky, yucky. Ooh, I love this part. I hope I didn't miss it.
Are you okay? Ow! Something's wrong.
Oh, my God. She's restrained.
Ow! Ow!
No. Jack!
I think we should do, like, when I first get my teeth, we should do a series of podcasts that's, like, all the shit Brian's eating.
Wouldn't that be better as a vlog?
Yeah, this is the first vlog.
I'm going to do a vlog series. I'm going to clean off the table.
This is our first song.
I'm going to clean off the table, and then I'm going to open my Doctor Who Lego set that Christina got me.
Aww.
And then we can film it as we put it together.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be fun. Brian's getting so ambitious.
Because I opened that thing, and I was like, oh, fuck,
he got
this
overwhelmed.
It looks complicated.
Bruh, kids put them together.
That doesn't mean anything. Kids can do a lot of shit I can't do.
I'll help.
I've never played with Legos, though. It was always too expensive.
Dude, my older brother had the best. They were called, like, Domino Rally. And they were, like, different domino things you put together. And he had it set up all over the room. And it would be, like, this whole obstacle course of dominoes. It was, and some glowed in the dark. Dude, they were so badass.
Did you knock him down?
He would kill me. We had to wait until the very last one was put together. And they had like a track and stuff. Dude, ugh. My childhood I miss.
Step away from the child.
No, you want her? You have to kill us first. That's right. Eat shit!
Get some!
Shit.
Get some!
Meanwhile, the MPs roll up and just pick the kids up.
Oh. Poppy's home. Oh. He has to be her real papa.
You know who might be in the next Lego movie?
Who?
Not Snake. There's hands dropped that he's going to be in the next Lego movie.
For real? Which one? Bruh,
it's getting good right here.
Probably the current one.
I mean, he is in Lego Dimension. Demogorgon.
Why does it make that weird noise? It sounds like electronic.
Well, I don't think it's making it. I think it's just the That's that Inception shit right there. That music.
I wanted it to make that noise. Machine gun.
Right. Huh. Papa just got eaten.
I'm not sad.
Never.
Guys, what are... We need another show after this.
Well, why don't we do a movie after this one?
Okay.
We have to decide on a movie.
Although, My suggestion is the OA if we watch another show, because everyone's been talking about it.
We could do that. It's the next
one. What is that?
It's on Netflix. I don't know. There's only a few episodes. And it recommended it to me, therefore I need to watch it.
Well, we could watch, like, independently. We all watch it by ourselves, and then later we'll watch it together and record it, like we did this. But, yeah,
no,
we should do a movie first.
Show. Yeah, what movie? We got Scott Pilgrim. We got Titanic.
Beauty and the Beast.
Harry Potter.
All the Harry Potters.
All the Harry Potters.
I got a list of all the movies I thought we should. What'd you do with my notebook? It was right here, Mark.
I didn't touch shit.
I didn't touch shit.
They found Will! And the upside down's feeding on him.
Yep. Oh, too sad. Too much sad. That was a very random.
God, it had him fucking, like, intubated or whatever.
Yeah, really weird.
I remember pulling one out that when I was in
the that you can't pull them out. That's painful.
I used to pull out IVs all the time. They'd have to, like, strap me down.
You need that, too. Oh, all the feels. Is this the part where he gets his slingshot out?
Yes.
That I fucking love that part.
My top things for us to podcast about are like Scott Pilgrim, Titanic,
yes.
OC.
Yes!
X-Files.
Yes!
Cruel Intentions.
Yes.
Deadpool.
Yes. I love Deadpool.
Mean Girls.
Sexy motherfucker!
We should do Smallville.
Yeah, because...
That'll take forever.
Good.
So?
Literally 10
well,
years.
I think we should do, like, a series like of them one time and, like, be in, like, first episodes of a bunch of shows.
Yeah, I agree. Because I haven't even gotten to watch all of Smallville. I tried to watch Roswell, but I hated it. I think you had to be there in that time.
I think the books are all right. They're based on books.
But Smallville, I'm going to get into, and I already know this. It's just the first kind of couple episodes... We're a little, like...
It takes a little while.
Yeah.
One of the best things, though, about the early
seasons... Slingshot against a monster.
Best thing about the early seasons, Smallville was spotting all the big names that came started on there.
I mean, I liked that Lex Luthor was a ginger in Violet.
Which his daddy's a ginger.
But I always saw him bald in the show. I never knew.
Because he lost his hair when he got hit by a meteor.
That's exactly what happened. And I was like, what?
You know how he
that
lost
had
his...
Superman.
You know in the original comics how he lost his hair?
Huh.
Like how Superman and him grew up together. Like, he was Superboy. And Lex Luthor was doing an experience in like a shed outside his house. And it caught on fire. And Superman blew out the flames. The chemicals made his hair fall out.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dude, I like this part where, like, it's all dramatic with the slingshot, and it's like, and then all of a sudden, the slingshot sends the Demogorgon flying backward, and it's like, nah, it was 11.
Yeah, but I loved it, nonetheless. It was cute of him.
Should have made him melt into the wall and shit.
Ugh, I can't. I'll cry. I can deal with this now. Oh.
Goodbye, Mike.
No. Mike don't go. Like, I'll eat you up. I love you so.
Mike looks like a bird.
He kind of does.
But it's all sad now because, like, she knows what she has to do.
I can't deal with this. I hate when people sacrifice themselves. Take the brother. Take Steve. I don't care. Don't take these people.
But Steve can't blow shit up with his mind.
However, I don't feel like it would kill 11. It needs 11, you know?
But it's not the fact that she...
It needs an incubator or whatever. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it leaves it open.
She broke them both down into, like, atoms and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, poor 11.
Thanks for the reminder.
Huh?
Thanks for the reminder. to be honest.
Al, where are you?
Do it.
Eleven! Boop. Al! We got a lot of torturing to do. Boop, boop.
Now they're doing CPR on him.
Now when I tell you, you're gonna pinch his nostrils.
That's the outdated CPR though.
Twice.
You're not supposed to do breaths, you're just supposed to do compressions.
You could do breaths, but they say compressions are more important. So if you don't want to do breaths, they're not as important as the compressions.
Now, go!
And also, I'm pretty sure you give one rescue breath for every 30 compressions.
I thought they were saying that, like, you shouldn't do the breaths now, like, period, because people are just aspirating.
I don't know. I just learned it, like, a year ago, and we still could do the breaths, but you could do either or.
But compressions are more.
They're like, if you don't want to do the breath, because not everyone carries those masks, so they're like, just worry about the compressions.
That too.
Unless you're a goddamn baby. The guy in my class was hilarious. Like, he named a little baby doll, and he's like, Alexis! Alexis! It was hilarious.
Oh, no. Now the cop, his daughter's dying.
Oh, the flashbacks.
And it's all flashbacks, because he couldn't do anything to save her. And now he's trying to save Will, and it means so much!
It gives me goosebumps. The drama of it all. The way people do CPR on TV is amazing to me.
So dramatic.
Yeah.
Although nothing is more dramatic than on ER.
Than George Clooney, Dr. Ross.
Right. Jumping into that storm drain and then doing a tracheotomy on that kid with a fucking penknife.
On little Eric, who I grew to have such a crush on in my young days.
He did turn out to be dead.
It was the guy from the Princess Diaries.
Yeah, and then he did CPR on him, and
he like sad. He like comes out of the water like carrying that kid, and he's like, oh.
I think he was nominated for an Emmy for that or something.
Something.
I think it was an Emmy award-winning episode, to be honest.
And then there was the one where, like, he helped Susan Sarandon kill Shia LaBeouf.
No, but it was so sad
because
Eric lived, and then the little girl who made the bracelet for that one doctor, she died. And the parents came out, and they were all sad because their daughter died, and the people were like, oh, are you the parents of the little boy who got rescued? Oh, tears!
Sadness.
Fuck that show.
Circle of Life.
I'm still waiting for it to be streaming on Netflix.
I know, right?
I'm pissed
it's not
right
anywhere.
Now. I know. It's on Amazon for, like, the payment if you pay.
Fuck that. I'm not paying for it.
And then Netflix has the DVDs, but I hate ordering the DVDs and waiting for the DVDs.
What are y'all talking about?
ER,
dude.
They had such pivotal episodes.
Like, the most dramatic rescue, just like when
Don't
George
Clooney...
Don't you
have the first couple of those on DVD?
No. He's carrying...
She's being dramatic about that.
No, he's carrying the boy, and he, like, pops out of the water holding him and stuff. Like, it's iconic.
It really is. Then Carter and Lucy get stabbed.
Yep.
And Dr. Green gets stage 4 brain cancer.
And then Hawaii dies.
That bald, scary, evil doctor gets hit by that airplane.
Well, first the helicopter cuts off his arm.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And then a year later, the helicopter falls on him.
Yeah, like, what luck.
Oh,
the brother's not
way.
As ugly as you guys say. Like, y'all are mean.
What?
The brother's not as ugly.
He's ugly.
He's not.
Okay, Jonathan's ugly. I'm sorry.
I didn't say he was ugly. I said he was weird looking.
He's ugly. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
No one's uglier than the boy on Nip Tuck, though.
Oh, my God.
Everybody on that fucking show is weird looking.
But, no, Bradley the two main Cooper. Doctors were sexy, but then one aged.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah. But the fucking brother looked like Michael Jackson. He did. I had to Google him to see if he really looked like that.
Oh, they got their happy family back together.
Jonathan needs a haircut, though. Oh, fuck you for that.
Should I stay or should I go now?
I hate that song. Oh, they're cute, though. I don't want them to have tragedy next season. Come on. You know they're going to have tragedy. It'll be interesting to see Will, like, because you didn't get to see his personality.
Yeah.
So it'll be like... And
yeah, he's, like, barely in it, actually.
Yeah, he's in, like, the first episode and the last episode, really.
It's kind of like how on Veronica Mars, like... How it all revolves around her friend.
Lily.
But there's not even, like, that many flashbacks of her.
And when there are, she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I've been trying to understand it because I wanted to rewatch, and I'm like, I hate her. She's a bitch.
I mean, Veronica's a bitch, too, in the not endearing way.
Yeah,
know?
But Lily's, like, a shit friend, and, like, I don't know. She's always so stuck up.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate
but
her.
But Veronica was that way, too. And then, you know.
Then her dad got ostracized for botching the.
Have y'all moved on to Veronica Mars? Because I was reading something.
Yeah, can we podcast that one, too?
Will's awake.
We'll have to get them on DVD.
I have them on DVD.
Do you have the movie?
No, and I want the movie.
We have it.
You guys have the movie.
I
seen it the other day at the Goodwill for $1, and I was wondering if you had it, and we thought
so
you had
depressed.
It.
I don't have it, and I wanted it. Everyone's like,
oh, no.
We'll just wait for you to die.
He's, like, he's coughing.
No.
Like, all their D&D shit came to life.
For real.
They're so cute, though, these kids. Oh, my God.
They are the cutest kids on the planet.
All five of them. They're just fucking adorable.
I don't know, but I'll be intrigued to see how Will fits in with the dynamic. Because now there's a lot of kids. See?
She's a wizard. More like a Yoda.
Oh. Well, I'm out, peeps. Party pooper over there.
No, she's
I gotta go reunite with Steve.
She's gotta ride Steve's dick again.
Right?
I'm like, come on. Steve is an asshole. Don't go out with him.
Irredeemable.
He's
I don't care if he buys
attractive.
Ben. Well, I wanted to call him Ben. I don't care if he buys Jonathan a camera at the end. Like, I don't like Steve. I don't look forward to seeing Steve.
Ominous car rolling up.
See? It's his new buddies.
Oh, yeah, I kind of miss this important plot part.
Made
point.
A deal so that they could go into the Upside Down.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wonder if he made some kind of deal also, maybe be like, will you help me somehow bring my daughter back to life or something like that. And then the second one does some kind of pet cemetery thing
to the next level.
Where he digs his daughter up and takes
no.
her to
like pet cemetery.
Maybe he made a deal.
Yeah, you ever seen Pet Cemetery?
Yeah,
yeah, and
a
I
little
love
boy?
It. That movie fucked me up. Let me just say, maybe he made a deal and was like, don't hurt 11.
I gotta say, a movie that looks like it's gonna fuck me up is that a dog's purpose or whatever. Have you seen a trailer for this fucking movie?
Is it about a dog?
It's about a dog.
And
no.
It keeps being reincarnated over and over
yeah.
again.
Yeah, and like, it's supposed to be, it follows this guy from like, he's a little kid and has his childhood dog. And then he finds another dog that acts the exact same way. And it's, like, that dog, like, reincarnated.
No, and let me guess, then it
Dennis
fucking dies.
Probably. Have you seen the horror movie with Professor X in it?
What horror movie?
Oh, the M. Night Shyamalan one?
Yeah,
what
it's
is
got,
it?
What's
James
his name?
James McAvoy.
James McAvoy kidnaps these women, and he has multiple personalities, and it's, like, really freaky looking. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, I want to see that.
But it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so
yeah,
you'll only be able to watch it one time, and then it'll be unwatchable right. after that.
But I thought it would be...
I like Signs.
It looks like the type of movie that Tina would like, because she likes all those twitchy horror films.
I do.
The thing is, though, with his movies, that they're all around, like, one pivotal twist, and then once you've seen it, like...
Yeah, but you can still enjoy it. I don't need to be shocked every time.
I've never rewatched one of his movies.
I like Signs. That's one of the few. I feel like I own the Sixth
yeah,
Sense,
but
you only have to watch it every few years, because then you forget, and then you're like, oh, that was
but
good.
But honestly, you two have terrible takes in movies. Y'all like Titanic.
Because it's amazing.
It's a masterpiece. So, let's not even argue.
And the proud princess, and those weird flowers in the cave. I don't know.
Jesus, that smell.
You
guys are playing
game all day or just farting?
No, this is
Dustin.
He farted.
His smile faded so fast.
It's just
Dustin.
He farted.
Poor Dustin. Oh. Bye, guys. See you. Yeah, of course, now Jonathan, like, has to walk Will home personally.
Well, yeah, because, like, he might get caught by the Demogorgon again.
The drama.
Don't let your brother out of your sight. Things take him.
It takes that shit to a new level, you know, like when you're out with your parents and they're like, okay, you guys can go to the bathroom or whatever, but like, I know when like we were little and we'd go places with my dad and like we'd go to the bathroom, he'd be like, if anybody comes at you, you kick them in the balls, right? Like,
my dad would take us to the men's room until we were like six. Like,
well, I'm talking about like when we were like 10. And, like, we'd go with my dad, but, you know, like, clearly he can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, so he'd be like, if somebody comes at you, kick them in the balls.
I love it. I love it.
That's his, like, words of wisdom. And so now it's like, no, you guys have to go to the bathroom in packs because the Demogorgon might
get you. Exactly.
But the spoiler is that the monsters are real. Those are the real monsters. Are the real
yeah,
people.
Yeah, they're Trump supporters.
Yep. With orange comb-overs.
Yeah, women have to go.
Flags.
Women go to the bathrooms and packs because it's protective.
Lame-ass gift. You should have bought him a camera.
Don't you know? The Republicans all of a sudden care about us in bathrooms. Because we might pee next to a transgender person. But they didn't
But, you know, our president-elect can watch little girls get undressed on the radio of beauty.
Wait. That is only his own daughter that he watches.
Oh, that's right. He only wants to fuck his own kid. Oh, God. That Stone Cold Stunner. It's going to be good. It's an important video. Y'all should watch it. Nancy's but Steve.
This little plot twist here, I'm like, ugh, fuck you. You didn't redeem yourself in my eyes.
Hate
I just
Steve.
Want Nancy and Steve to die in the next one.
I wanted Steve to have a stroke or something and be paralyzed. I don't know why.
I wanted the monster to kill him.
I mean, there's so much product in that hair, he probably would have
like,
a stroke.
Like, okay, like, Nancy, like, you know, she developed a character at the end of it. And then it's, like, all undone by her going back with him.
Yep.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
You know,
I love that.
The one thing I've gotten about this
I saw
police
a needle
station,
pointed that online.
I
think,
saw a shirt.
I think everybody at this police station is probably fucking because it seems like the vibe is there.
Well, they're it is a workplace.
It's a small town and there's nothing to do. People drink and fuck.
Yeah, she.
They're fucking.
Her.
Yeah.
He's fucking
for
the old
sure.
lady. Because she keeps taking his cigarettes.
For real.
Telling them not to swear.
Eleven's totally alive because he's leaving her Eggo waffles in this little box.
And somebody's eating them. I mean, not raccoons, obviously, but
maybe
whatever.
It's 12.
It's 626.
I feel like he made a deal with them and he was like, leave Eleven alone.
I think maybe in the second season, there'll be the first episode and then it ends with a close-up of her arm and it says 12 on it.
I don't know.
I miss Legos.
Eggos, bro. Eggos.
I tried to eat a Lego.
You cannot
once.
Eat
work.
Lego. That'd be a little.
Well, you can swallow a Lego.
It'll come back. It's okay.
I swallowed a quarter and it never came out.
Dude, I was thinking about that House episode.
It came out at some point, bro.
The
you
House
don't
episode
have a quarter in you.
House and Wilson babysit.
Yeah, I made change. It came out.
Cuddy's kid. And they did like an X-ray and everything and they never found the penny. And then at the end, she's like, I found a penny in her diaper. He's like, BRB, I just have to go hack up some larva. What are
you doing? He's wasting a lot of film, considering film was expensive.
I know. Now that I have a manual camera with film and stuff, I'm like, no, I don't know if I want to take that picture. I need to be careful. It's only 24 pictures in a thing.
Definitely
an Atari LOL.
And a whatty?
We got an Atari Classic thing over there.
Oh, you finally got one.
No, Marvel.
No, I
didn't
get the Nintendo one. Nintendo.
No, but you didn't have the Atari one last time. You were looking at
it
at Goodwill.
That's my dad's. And he, like, made me take it one day.
Good.
Shrug.
Is there any good games?
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm fucking vomiting right now. Gross. Dude, now they're going to end up in our sewers like in that X-Files episode with that thing from Chernobyl.
Everyone's infected.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I think? I think he just had a broken wand and it spell backfired on him.
Better out than in. No, look, see, he's half in the upside down. He's all nonchalant about it, though. He's like,
he's
no.
Between worlds. Are you in the beyond?
I think you are.
Poor Will. He's all damaged now. He's like, fuck me. Fuck my life.
But he walks nonchalantly back to the dinner table. Oh, cool. Yeah, okay. Just happy to be here.
You don't have one of,
happy little family
you
now.
You don't have one of those crow eyes butt now.
Ugh, can you imagine his shit? Yeah.
I want to have a teen library program that's like about Stranger Things, and then we'll play the Atari.
Perfect.
I like it. Simple. I gotta do a Hamilton program, apparently.
I'm with that.
Those kids are fucking obsessed with him.
They're gonna be like, we're gonna have like a shootout.
What?
A duel.
Oh my god, we could have a Nerf duel. Yes. Legit.
I thought that was empty.